And the reason it triggers me, as it does a lot of other people, is not that they're doing it. Look, you can do whatever the hell you want. You live in a free society, but don't shove it down kids' throats, number one. And number two, stop putting it in my face like you have moral superiority, the whole pride thing. Having pride in what exactly? If that's what you have pride in, not anything you've actually achieved, not in anything you've done, not anything you've set your mind to and are currently working towards, not the amount of money in your bank account, not the fact that you've touched people's lives and made them better, nothing. These people have nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today I hinted at what we were going to talk about yesterday, but I guarantee you not everybody watches everything, and that's totally fine. Today we're going to talk about how we've gone from patriotism to pride in one generation. Now, you could argue it's been more than one generation. I would, though, care to tell you that within one generation, from my parents' generation to my generation, we have seen a substantial change in how patriotism has kind of become déclassé. And what do you mean by patriotism, Austin? I can hear you asking. Well, I'm so glad you asked. Good thing is for a student to ask a teacher. No, I'm joking. I'm not going to pretend like I'm better than you. I'm not. I'm just another guy. But patriotism, I mean, when I was a younger guy, I remember people loved America. Everybody said the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody saluted the flag. I don't even see the flag in most schools today unless I see it out front, and that's not even guaranteed anymore. It's not popular to say that you love America. You have people who are LGBTQ+, Alphabet Army people burning the flag on the 4th of July. You have them spitting on the graves of the war dead. You have them saying that America is a racist country, that people don't... They shouldn't love America because America stands for racism. It stands for oppression. It stands for everything that they say. And know what? I disagree. In fact, I would care to tell you, ladies and gentlemen of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast, that the very fact that you could spit on the war grave, the dead, you could spit on the dead war veterans, you could spit on everything good about America, you can do everything to go out of your way to talk about how bad the country is and yet still make millions of dollars and not be in a torture prison like in Iran, not be taken off the street in the middle of the night like they used to do in the Soviet Union. I would care to tell you that because you can criticize, you're not living in the fascist dictatorship you say that you're living in. Now, when you have somebody who, in my estimation, is a crypto-fascist, Joe Biden, now, you might say, well, Austin, I've heard of cryptocurrency, but what do you mean by he's a crypto-communist? You mean he wants to take away all the cryptocurrency? No. Crypto means hidden. What I mean is, if you look at the current administration, you look at the fact that Joe Biden on live television looks like he takes a dump in his pants, you look at the fact that he doesn't even know where he is. The guy looks like a doe in the headlights who's about to get hit by a truck. He has no idea where he is. Now, you know, I don't normally talk about politics to this extent. Reason being that at the end of the day, you can go on any channel and look at this. You can go on any news feed, you can go on any conservative show, you can go on a radio program, you can go on just to get all this. So you might ask, well, Austin, why is today's show important? Well, because the whole theme of this show revolves around the idea of avoiding exploitation, avoiding people's constant, ever-ceasing desire to take what is yours, calling it their own, and to run a scam on you in plain English. The whole idea of sheep getting sheared means that somebody is taking what is theirs, only for it to grow back to be taken yet again. That is what we talk about on the show. We talk about relationships, we talk about religion, we talk about politics, we talk about everything, because it's all tied into the same idea of avoiding being exploited and to understand who is trying to get you, why, and then how you can adapt to it. It's very easy to talk about it from a relationship standpoint, and we do all the time. But I think it's time we talk about politics for a change. Why? Because it's an election year. And because it's an election year, everything is increasingly more and more political. And unfortunately, there is big money to be made off of propaganda, off of selling people a dream, and off of lying to you. If you look at the mainstream media, the amount of sewage, I know a lot of you don't even watch it anymore. I'm not even just talking about CNN or MSNBC. Well, I know people who don't even watch Fox anymore. Fox used to be somewhat right-wing. Now it's, I don't even know where it is. It's left-wing by the standards of yesteryear, and even by today's standards, people are just done with the same talking heads, the same empty suits and empty skirts, talking about stuff like Black Lesbian Lives Matter, the Pride garbage, the whole month of this crap. Talking about how Trump is no good. Talking about how the Democrats are amazing. Democrat, Republican. I'm sick of it all. Which is why we're talking about patriotism versus pride. I am so glad to be currently in Idaho, where people actually seem like they love America. Now, I'm not even caring if you love Trump. You love Trump, God bless you. I think Trump says a lot of great things. I think he stands for a lot of great things, even though they're not really his ideas. You may not know that, but a lot of his, quote, slogans and ideals do not come from him. A lot of them come from people like Michael Savage, shout out to him. People like Ronald Reagan, who I have mixed opinions about, considering he is the father of no-fault divorce. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You might not have known that. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. And he also is kind of, he's kind of out for himself. And look, everybody is. He's just a little more overt about it than I think other people are. But my friends, the reason we're talking about patriotism versus pride is I remember a time, even though I'm not that old, I remember a time when people loved America, despite all differences, despite the fact that maybe your race was different, your class was different, your economic status was different, your religious background was different. We were all Americans. But today, I even hear conservatives talking about everything but the core issues, which is like no-fault divorce, marriage laws, child support, the family mafia, in my opinion. When was the last time you heard a family-loving conservative talk about the family court system and how a lot of men get ran for their pockets? When was the last time you heard them talk about how feminism has infected the mind politic of every woman in the West? When was the last time you heard them talk about it? You didn't, because they don't. Instead, they talk about how bad pride is, in which I get where they're coming from. But it's so easy to pick on them because they're so bright colory all over the place. They're so easy to criticize. When was the last time you heard people talk about patriotism from attacking the people who are actively, subtly taking away the old America? And making America great again, are they making the family great again? Are they making religion institutions great again? You might say that's not the role of politics. Okay, fine. Then whose job is it? How do you have all this power, but you don't want to actually tackle issues that matter? Yes, you heard me right. They don't want to, because then they'll get voted out of office. They'd rather just keep the status quo, because that's easy. They can stay there and feather their nests and make their gift contracts, their nephew, allegedly, and just kind of sit back and collect the dough, just rolling it in. Insider trading, in my estimation, like Nancy Pelosi does, allegedly. My friends, when I look at the fact that America used to be, even though they were hippies, even though there were people who were kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, that we had a commonality of we loved America, we knew the future of America was stable, and we had ideals that bonded us together. Now, you have people talking about how they should be able to just get any number of abortions that they want. They should be able to leave their husband whenever they want. They should be able to print ballots in every language under the sun. And personally, I'm sick of it. And I know a lot of you are sick of it as well.
Oh, hell no!
I don't understand how we're supposed to continue. And the reason we harp a lot about relationships on the show is because relationships are probably the most important decision you'll make in your life. Because if it goes really well, you're usually pretty set. If it goes bad, it could ruin and set you back 20, if not 30 years. And as I think it was the poet Cicero wrote, back in the days of ancient Rome, he said that the average Roman, he didn't care where the legions were marching in Gaul. He didn't care about what the Roman senators were discussing. He didn't care about what Caesar was doing in his palace. They cared about the pebble in the shoe and the price of bread. Has anything changed? I don't think so. I think the only thing that's changed in that perspective is that the bread is worth a lot more, thanks to inflation. And I can't look up at... I can't barely look on the internet without seeing somebody talk about how, oh, this drag queen was doing this show. Oh, this child was found some Alphabet Army propaganda in his library. Oh, this woman teacher brought her lesbian wife in for a spouse day at the preschool. I can't open my feed without seeing some garbage like that. And the reason it triggers me, as it does a lot of other people, is not that they're doing it. Look, you can do whatever the hell you want. You live in a free society. But don't shove it down kids' throats, number one. And number two, stop putting it in my face like you have moral superiority. The whole pride thing. Having pride in what exactly? If that's what you have pride in, not anything you've actually achieved, not in anything you've done, not anything you've set your mind to and are currently working towards, not the amount of money in your bank account, not the fact that you've touched people's lives and made them better, nothing. These people have nothing. And the reason why we've gone from patriotism to pride is because we have a bunch of weak, quisling, jellyback men running the system and running a lot of families. In fact, I'd care to wager to you right now on the show that a lot of men who are married, you have to have beta qualities. Doesn't make you a bad man. Doesn't make you necessarily weak. It makes you subservient, which tends to make you into a weaker man over time. And the fact of the matter is, we are in a period of time where we're completing a circle. It is said that strong times create weak men create hard times create hard men, and hard men create good times. We are moving into the next arc of that circle where the weak men create hard times. And before you know it, the hard times will create hard men. But it's going to take time. It's going to take sacrifice, but we're going to get there. When I look at the fact that the border is being overridden by illegal aliens, when I look at the fact we have no voter ID, when I look at the fact that last time, oh, I know I'm not supposed to talk about the last election and how it might have possibly been, oh, I don't know, altered in any way. I'm supposed to sit here and say, oh, it was the most fair election in American history. And anybody who says otherwise is just a conspiracy theory, tin hat foil wearing nobody, moron. Sorry, I don't believe that personally. I don't. Oh, I know now. Ooh, Austin's a conspiracy theorist. Hey, man, you can believe what you want. I really don't care. Funny story, I actually, you might think, see my face is a little like red, like I got a sunburn. I didn't get sunburned. I went and got my face microbladed. Great idea, by the way. It's all part of keeping and taking care of yourself. When the times are rough and you don't know what's going on, you don't know which way to turn, the best way to go is back to yourself. Back to your beliefs, back to making sure that living well is the best revenge. And the only way you can live well is if you live long and you live healthy. And so part of the biblical bachelor lifestyle is taking care of yourself, taking care of both your present and your future. And the only way to have the best future you have is to take care of yourself, to take care of your physical health, mental health, spiritual health, financial health, all of it. It's all important. Because when we look at the fact that we've gone from saying, I love America, to I love my boyfriend, and I love my wife who used to be a man, or this whole thing about like, oh, liking trans women doesn't make me gay. It's like, really?
Thank you for being so dumb.
Really? You expect me to believe that? Okay. Whatever. Even like, I think what Andrew Tate was trolling, but like he even said it and I was like, really? Okay. I even if you're trolling, it's not funny. It's kind of gross. I mean, look, man, I'm a sexual libertarian. You do what you want to do behind closed doors. It's your business. But don't get on the internet and tell me that if I'm straight, I'm a bad person. Don't tell me that you should be able to teach kids this because they deserve to know. They don't deserve to know anything. They're kids. Let them be kids, dang it. Come on, man. To me, that's the whole thing. Why does your Schmendrick, or lack thereof, have to be the most important issue on the planet right now? I don't understand why people care about it so much. It perplexes me that people are like, their whole personality, their whole existence is like, oh, I'm gay, or oh, I'm trans, or oh, I'm bisexual, or oh, I'm some demisexual, asexual, whatever. I don't get it. The whole thing is stupid, in my opinion. Completely stupid. But, I mean, going back to what I was going to tell you a story. When I was at the esthetician's office earlier, getting my face microbladed and everything, the woman I'm talking to, she's about the same age as me. I think she's like 23, 24, 25. She was talking about how she's actually getting married. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Well, who's your fiance? And she tells me how he's this guy who works construction. He seems like a good enough guy. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, there are still guys getting married out here who probably don't understand the marital law system. They don't understand the danger they're putting themselves in. But it also goes to show me that despite that, a lot of people, to avoid what they can't control, they so hyper-focus on trying to get the things that they want. And a lot of men do that. They try to build their own little world away from the hectic chaos that's going on in the political world, financial world, spiritual world. They can't handle it. It's too much. Because to me, there's nothing more foolish than focusing on something you can do nothing about. To me, I don't know how much more stupid it can get than focusing on something you can literally do nothing about, no matter how much you care, no matter how much you hyper-focus on it, no matter how much you try to talk to people, doesn't change a darn thing. And to me, we have to understand that And I wrote about this in Biblical Bachelor. I wrote about it. You gotta figure out what works for you. You gotta develop a worldview, a lifestyle that works for you. Because that's the only way that you can really live well and have that revenge against people. And you shouldn't even focus on getting revenge. You should focus on how I can make my life better. To me, that's the whole point of discussing this patriotism versus pride. Look, I'm a very patriotic guy. I used to be in the military. I love America, but the government's very shady, I'll give you that, and two, I'm sick and tired of the propaganda machines, non-stop sewer pipe, trying to ruin the beautiful pristine lake house that I'm trying to build for myself, metaphysically speaking. My friends, let me know of any of this political jargon, what bothers you in the Bonnard political arena. I'm not going to talk more about it, but for me, I think relationships are more important to talk about than politics. Because relationships are what often lead a lot of men astray, and it distracts you, it can ruin you, or sometimes it can make your life better, but that's the vast, less and less cases of that are actually happening. That is the minuscule amount of times that happens. And it's not free, and it's not risk-free either. My friends, let me know what's bothering you in the political world today. Let me know what is catching your eye. Let me know, maybe you're an older guy and you remember the America that I'm talking about more vividly than do I. I'd love to hear about it. Maybe you want to vent. Maybe you want to talk about it. Please do. I'd love to hear it. My friends, in the meantime, you take care of yourselves. I encourage you to think for yourself and actively work towards building this life for yourself. One of the great supporters of the show was talking about, I think it was Eric who was talking about it. He was talking about how his wife straight up abandoned him. And now he's building his new life for himself. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear people making their life better. They're moving on. They're not just dwelling on it. They're not letting it ruin their life anymore. They're out here trying to make themselves better. I love that. That's how we get through this chaos. That is how we get through the political turmoil, financial instability, and the economic downturn. That's how we get through it. It's how we build our own garden. We tend it. We weed it. We make sure there's no pests in it, no leeches, nothing. We build it ourselves, we maintain it, and we reap what we sow, in plain English. To me, I love to hear that. Through pain, pain is like the fire that forges iron into a sword, into a shield, or into a crown that you can wear on your head as a king. My friends, take care of yourselves. Let me know again what bothers you. If you like the video, you know what to do. I don't even need me to tell you. But I'd love to hear your opinions. I love to see your comments. I love to respond to them. I love it. To me, I want this to be therapeutic for all you gentlemen who watch the show. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your engagement. It's valuable to me as this community, even though we're throttled over here on YouTube. So bad. It's embarrassing, frankly. They know that if we had actual a fair shot, we'd be huge now. We'd be growing like, our subscriber amount in our community would be multiplying like a group of rabbits. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.